now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
As we discussed last week, there is a conventional wisdom that suggests that one needs about $1 million to retire. That may or may not be true. But given that many Americans have literally nothing saved for retirement, $1 million sounds like plenty. But according to a new report from personal finance site Go Banking Rates, depending upon where one lives, retirees could blow through that $1 million nest egg in as little as 12 years. The site goes on to note that since the average person retires at age 63 and is associated with a life expectancy of roughly 85, Americans should plan to spend about 22 years in retirement. Obviously, how much money you will require in retirement depends on highly personal factors, including your lifestyle, spending habits, family resources, etc. But there are a few basic guidelines that most people should consider when thinking about how to retire comfortably. For instance, many experts recommend setting aside at least 10% of your income as soon as possible. A 2017 report from the International Longevity Center in the United Kingdom concludes that people should be saving at least 11%, and ideally more like 20% if one wants to achieve adequate retirement income. According to retirement plan provider Fidelity Investments, a proper rule of thumb is to have 10 times your final salary in savings if you seek to retire by the age of 67. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.